Jack of News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria and Rustenburg 29, Johannesburg 28, Polokwane 26 degrees. Johannesburg Water insists a plan is in place to ensure a steady supply of water across the city. This amid ongoing water crisis. The utility held a briefing a short while ago on the current state of water supply. Here's Joburg Water Senior Operations Manager Logan Monsami.
In terms of our interventions, we've stepped up our game. There's aggressive interventions that we've already started in place. Some of the initiatives are the permanent reduction of water supply that's already in place. We do that typically by throttling and closing of certain high demand areas within that area. There's also scheduled water restrictions which we've started to implement as at 8 November 2024, which we've communicated quite extensively in terms of reducing the demand.
Westbury residents protested yesterday following water shortages in the area. A recent storm that hit parts of Randfontein in Western Gauteng yesterday afternoon has claimed the life of a toddler. 20 others were injured. Gauteng Disaster Management says strong winds and heavy downpours destroyed boundary walls, broke windows and blew off roofs. A drug lab with an estimated value of 100 million rand was uncovered in Rietfontein, leading to the arrest of a 39-year-old Mexican national. Police spokesperson Amanda van Wyk says a search and seizure warrant was obtained following extensive surveillance conducted on the premises. She says the suspect has been charged with dealing in and manufacturing drugs.
The takedown led the team to seize various chemicals, drug manufacturing equipment, and final product, which was confirmed to be crystal meth, or commonly known tick. The team also seized cash, believed to be the proceeds of crime.
Moving further afield, Namibians headed to the polls yesterday, with many voters experiencing significant delays due to ballot shortages at several polling stations. Reports indicate that some individuals waited for hours to cast their votes, highlighting logistical challenges. Here's Namibian Police Chief Inspector Eliafes Kuanga.
Yesterday was voting day. From security side, yes, we received here and there complaints, incidences, but small incidences, things that we could manage. Otherwise, we are happy that public members behaved in such a manner, except in those few isolated incidences. But otherwise, we are happy with the security aspect. Overall, it went well.
And finally, ruby slippers worn by actress Judy Garland in the classic The Wizard of Oz will be sold on auction next month. It comes nearly 20 years after they were stolen. Heritage Auctions showed off the iconic footwear in London before they go under the hammer in Dallas in December, with predictions they could sell for up to 54 million rand. I'm Chanel Subtima. I'll be back at 11 with more news in Afrikaans.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Traffic dies while we are racing home. Mounted lights cover the open road. I hope you make it, cause I've been chasing another